Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Patricia Bennett is a Go Foundation scholar, currently undertaking a Bachelor of Primary Education. Education and culture need spaces to thrive, and Patricia is passionate about making that happen. Thanks for jumping on and having a yarn with us, Patricia.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us, who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
I am a very proud Waterman woman from the Northern Territory, but I'm currently living in Adelaide on Kaurna country. I have a large passion for Aboriginal education and supporting Indigenous students in being academically successful in order to support in closing all of the gaps in other areas such as health and employment. I found when I was in school, I was a bit disengaged with the learning, but I found that I was most engaged and learnt better when I had teachers that helped me connect to my culture and heritage. And I would love for other students to have the same opportunities that I got in school.
So you're a Go Foundation scholar. What does that mean for you? Is it mentoring? Is that tutoring? Is it like advising? What is a Go Foundation scholar?
Yeah, so I've been a part of the Go Foundation since I was in year 10 in high school, and I'm now in my second year of uni. For me, the Go Foundation has been a lot more than financial support. There's a strong community there that does a lot of mentoring and support in all different areas with finding employment, traineeships. During high school, I didn't have that many opportunities to connect with my culture in the classroom. Therefore, the Go Foundation was an important part in supporting me to connect with culture and learning, which also supported me in growing my passion with Aboriginal education.
So you have a passion for bringing culture and education together. What does that look like coming up into those education spaces right now?
For me, this looks like even starting with the basics with Aboriginal study and focusing on the history of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people rather than the history of Australia itself, and then building it and incorporating culture and Aboriginal perspectives in a range of different learning areas, such as science and English and language. So from where my mob is in the Northern Territory, it's a very remote Aboriginal community, 3 hours away from Katherine. And from there, a lot of my family can speak English but can't read or write. So that's where a lot of my passion lies, is going back to small Aboriginal communities and teaching there and supporting students in developing their English skills. And hopefully one day I have the passion to go back to the Northern Territory, and my mum started a school up there that I would love to finish and continue to grow.
Get back into community.
Yeah, and learning on country.
So I know semester one has just about wrapped up, right, for most unis. What does the study plan look like for semester two?
Yes, so I just began my mid-year uni break. And for semester two, I'll go on my first teaching placement. So last year I went on a placement, which was only 3 weeks, but I'll be teaching this year, which is exciting. And then I've also got a class for Aboriginal studies, so I'm excited to see how that'll be.
What has the community building been like for you going from high school now to uni?
I think it's been a pretty big transition from high school to uni and having people to connect with. But a big part of that for me is the Go Foundation and the support I've had throughout high school and still supporting me, even being independent in uni. So that's something I really appreciate, is having the Go Foundation as a support system.
Since being a part of Go Foundation, you've done that since high school, now into uni. Is there any particular moments that really just speak to what the mentorship or what the traineeship is like?
Being a uni student, I don't usually attend the Culture Connect days, but when they do come down from Sydney, they always offer to take myself out for dinner and other uni students, and still being able to connect with us, make sure that we're going well with our studies, even though we're being like independent students.
I want to thank you for coming on and having a yarn with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Patricia Bennett, current student at University of South Australia and Go Foundation scholar. You're listening to NITV Radio.